Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We hear a lot about heirloom varieties and heritage breeds, but there is another category of food that harkens back to the good old days. Now, although we don't see ingredients such as buttermilk, apple butter, and lard very often, they still are out there. And so is molasses, that historic concoction that helped create America. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, even though we don't always have it on hand, it is still a very useful ingredient.
Yeah, well, I think, of course, the season is coming when you're going to see a lot of the recipes you're digging out calling for molasses. It's such a rich, comforting, warming ingredient that it's kind of the time to use it. I think everyone may have a jar, and I think very few people really know what it is. I mean, so I thought it'd be fun to just talk a little bit about what it is, the different types, so you know what you're up against. Mm-hmm. It's the byproduct of refining sugar. And it's interesting. It's, you know, sugar cane or sugar beet juice. So it's the juice that starts to get boiled and starts to condense. Water's being evaporated out. And sugar crystals start to form. Those crystals are harvested, and the remaining liquid is what molasses is.
No kidding. I never knew that.
Yeah, so the sugar is what they're trying to make. And then the byproduct is molasses. And now this is done in multiple rounds. And that is where you get the different types of molasses. So when you're out shopping, one of the first things you'll see on the label is it might say sulfured, or most of what we see these days is unsulfured molasses. You're going to want to look for an unsulfured product. They used to add sulfur as a preservative. And of course, we know sulfur smells a little bit like boiled eggs. And so the molasses had a sort of weird smell, but most people these days are not using it in their molasses. So you're going to see unsulfured on the label. The next thing you're going to look for is basically the style or intensity. And this has to do with the rounds of boiling. So the first round, as the molasses is, the sugar sap is boiled, the first round you get what will say on the label either light or regular or mild. That type of molasses will have the highest sugar content, obviously, because it's only been boiled once, and so there's still some sugar left in it. Those brands, that style, light or regular, mild, that's what you want to use for your baking. When you're making sweets, you want the sweet molasses. So that's what you want to look for. When they do a second round, they boil it and they pull out more crystallized sugar. That's when you're going to get what should be labeled as dark or full or robust. And that molasses is good for savory dishes, baked beans, barbecue sauces, those type of things. It's much less sweet, but it still has a really great intense flavor. And then the third round, which now you're really scraping, you know, sort of the bottom of the barrel, so to say, is what will be referred to as blackstrap molasses.
Oh, yeah.
I personally don't enjoy using that for very much. It has very little sweetness. You never want to use it in your baking, ever. I mean, I guess it does have a savory component. But, you know, those types of molasses, those three are out there, and they're fun to use. I mean, I think Boston has a great history. And so Boston baked beans and molasses go together as perfect ingredients to pair with things. But all sorts of molasses are out there, and you can use them to cook in anything you want.
We'll put some recipes involving molasses on the website so you can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.